a ghostly galleon tossed upon the cloudy seas. The road was a ribbon of moonlight over the purple moor. A highwayman came riding, riding, riding. A highwayman came riding up to the old inn door. He had a French cocked hat on his forehead, a bunch of lace at his chin, a cord of claret velvet, and breeches of brown doe skin. They fitted with never a wrinkle, his boots were up to the thigh, and he rode with a jubilant twinkle, his pistol buds a twinkle, his rapier hilt a twinkle into the jeweled sky. And over the cobbles he clattered and clashed in the darkened yard, and he tapped with his whip on the shutters, but all was locked and barred. He whistled a tune to the window, and who should be waiting there but the landlord's black-eyed daughter, Bess, the landlord's daughter, plaiting a long red love knot into her long neck here. One kiss, my bonny sweetheart, I'm after a price tonight, but I shall be back with the yellow gold before the morning light. Yet if they press me shut, the highwayman came riding, riding,
to the priming, she stood up straight and still. Toddle out in the frosty silence, toddle out in the echoing night. Nearer came a nearer, her face was like a light. Her eyes grew wide for a moment, she drew one last deep breath. Her finger moved in the moonlight, her musket shattered the moonlight. Shattered her breast in the moonlight, and warmed him with a dare. He turned his spur to the west, he did not know she stood. But with her head on a musket, drenched with her own red blood. Not till the dawn had he hooded, his face grew grey to hue. A burst of land from its dawn, the landlord's red-lipped daughter, and watched for love in the moonlight, and died in the darkness there. And back he spurred like a madman, shrieking a curse to the sky, with a white road smoking behind him, and his rapier brandished high. But red were the spurs of the golden moon, while red was his velvet coat, when they shot him down.
Comes right.